And here we are, worldwide live through BBS Radio Online. Thank you so much, BBS, for making this possible. Thank you to those people that have chosen to be here tonight online. We cannot see you, we don't know. We hope you're there, many of you, and we have the phone lines still open. This is a simulcast with a conference call. And every time you hear a ding, there's somebody else joining in and more people joined in. I welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Anna from Kent, Washington.
Anna, good evening to you.
Thank you.
Diane, Joan, Minnesota.
I heard two people at the same time.
Uncle Terry from Phoenix.
Uncle Terry, hello Terry, how are you?
Bye.
Hello Terry.
Hi Terry.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
And more, I heard two ladies' voices at the same time. Please try again. The oldest first.
Joan.
Joan?
Yes.
Hi, Joan. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
I thought you were only 25.
Hello. This is Julianne in San Diego.
Hi, Julianne. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for being here.
Good.
All right. So it is 6 o'clock. Wynn is not here yet, but we are live online. I welcome all those people that are joining in on the Internet. I have a bunch of people here on the phone line. And let us be patient.
Well, while you're being patient, I want to tell everybody that I just had to put down my best friend, my little dog, Poodle. And I'm just really disturbed.
Yes.
And I'm so glad this is his subject tonight.
Yes.
Because he's been through the death of my husband, the demise of my second one, a grandson dying, three cancers in the family. And I was hanging on pretty good till he got sick.
Yes. Aww. Much love to you, Anna.
Yeah. I just feel like this subject tonight is timely, and I appreciate you people so much.
Mm-hmm.
We send
and
you
I'll tell
blessing.
You, yes, and his name is Teddington, and he's in heaven. And anyway, and then you guys, I'm going to develop some property, and when I get it developed, I'm going to send you a check, and you're going to get better equipment, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you guys sound like you're Grandma Gertie's. And I really have trouble hearing Carla sometimes.
Okay.
And then poor little, that beautiful, precious Terry. And, you know, I'm giving it to the Lord, and someday you'll just get the check, you know, don't. Anyway, I'll shut up now. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Anna. And, you know, much love to you. I just know everyone here wants to send you love. Much love.
Thank you. I need it.
And don't forget, those who pass away is just the body, the vehicle that gives up, and the rest,
yes.
Real identity remains. So
I just wish I knew that if he's missing me because we were so close.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a chance to miss you because he's still with you.
Yes.
Yeah,
just know that, and then try to recognize that.
That's why I'm on this phone call. I'm trying to, you know, I'm not blessed that way. I'm pretty thick, you know.
All right. Just know it.
Yeah, I'm almost done with The Man Who Walked with Jesus, by the way. I'm about page 107.
All right.
And I'm feeling quite a bit of spirit with that. And I'm grateful that you guys have got that out for us.
Good.
That man is here on the phone right now, Anna.
Oh, is he? Oh, bless you. Oh, bless you. And you know, when I looked at the title and it was Terry Shepherd Friedman, I saw the shepherd and I just cried because he is a shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a shepherd. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you, Doctor. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that book so much. You were so brave to share.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hello.
Okay, I'll be quiet now. I don't mean to hog everything. I just can keep my bubbles down.
Just know that your dog is with you right now, Anna. I just know it. Your dog is with me. It's you, and the dog knows it loves you.
Okay, thank you.
Right?
Yep, that was his contract. He said he would only go if he could remain in spirit with you.
And how do you know those things?
I don't know. I hear, like, things. I don't know.
Hello?
You feel him. You feel it.
Okay.
You'll feel.
Could be a lucky guess. Who knows?
Hi.
Okay, who said that? Throw a tomato at him.
That's what Terry does.
Is that Wynn? I know.
Hello, guys.
Welcome to the call, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Are we ready? No, we're not. Okay, good. That's the sign to start, right? Hang on.
Ready like the wind.
Hey, would you guys like us to do a Saturday workshop sometime with Terry where we can ask him questions about his memories of Jesus?
Sure.
Absolutely.
That'd be cool. We'll do that if Terry wants to do it soon. Okay.
Hey, it's Hello. Chris in Memphis.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Ice, what's up, man?
Hey, it's Darmanand.
Hey, Darmanand. Hey, welcome to the call.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Darmanand.
Hi.
All right, we're going to start. Welcome to everybody on BBS. Welcome to everybody. Oh, wait. Let me get the recording.
This conference is being recorded.
This is July 16th, 2014. And this is our Wednesday question and answer call.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
And we greet everybody who is listening on BBS, all of you on our call, all of you who are listening to the replays. And just to know that you are part of building an energy just by showing up. And we really appreciate you. And I think our higher sources do as well. And I know there's great benefits people are getting for themselves personally by showing up. So it's a win-win situation. In fact, it's a win-win-win Terry and all of you situation. So we just got back from Phoenix about an hour ago, and Terry is tired. So we'll see how she holds up. She said, I feel I need to fall asleep. That might be good. Who knows?
If I fall asleep in the middle of it, wake me up.
Put the mic closer to your mouth a little bit, okay?
Okay, how's that?
That's good.
How's that? Okay.
You know what? I don't even remember why we went to Phoenix, okay? Oh, no, I remember. You had an appointment with the dentist. In Mesa. Right. And I was already there. That's how we both ended up in Phoenix. And I went down, I had a visit with Terry. All right. Let's see. I said everything I was supposed to. Let me see if we had any last minute questions. Yeah. Hi, Steve Canal. Good to hear from you. Let's see. That's Steve in West Palm Beach. He's listening online. And we have Darmananda listening. And we have, I think, and Christopher Blair has got a question for tonight. We have some really good questions, so let's get right into it. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the energy fields of outer Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is the 16th of July, 2014. And we see our old friends here, and we recognize you, your energy. And we send, we give, impart your greetings. Send is not really the right word, because we are there. And in a sense, there is no distance. We are here. It is, we are honored by your presence. Do you have questions?
Yeah, the first thing is Terry has said she's really tired. Is it a clear moment for her to bring through these messages tonight?
Yes.
It is. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we have a question. We're going to start off with a question from Miranda. And the general question I want to ask is concerning Hive. Could you quiet those things? Thank you. The question is, there's people that talk about an underground city or an underground community beneath Mount Shasta. And can you share if that's true? And if so, can we know something about who it is that's there? Thank you.
Thank you. Take a moment. We see that there is an underground area under part of Mount Shasta, and there are beings there. They are partly foreign or alien. They have been there for centuries. They are of an alien nature. There is more than one underground area. There is a Bigfoot area that is small. And then there is a broader area on the north side that is visited by a variety of beings, partly alien beings, partly human. And that is what we wish to say, is they are secretive, and we do not wish to convey what they wish to to be kept secret.
If I might ask one question and you can choose not to answer it, would we say that this is a service to self, community, service to others, or mixed polarities amongst all of these communities?
They have their own agenda. Each group taking part has their own separate agenda.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Next question. Sija in England wants to know if it's in our highest good to get this answer. Does she have a connection with Egypt? Did she have incarnations in Egypt? Did she work with Akhenaten? And anything you want to share concerning that?
Thank you. Within your deepest memories, you have memories of your time there. Your time working. Is a scribe as a homemaker, different life, and it has laid a base for you for future life. It was a life, more than one life, of growth. There was one life of being poor and living in the circumstances, a happy home, but none of the pleasures that you at that time saw another could have. Yes, the answer is yes. You have lifetimes there. Do not take her words, but take a look at that area of history and see what seems familiar to you. And also, before you go to bed, ask to see if you can, in your dreams, remember some of the lifetimes. Thank you.
Thank you. She also asks, why do I feel such a great resonance with the work we are doing?
You have done this work before. It is on your purpose line, and you are connecting with people you have known.
Thank you.
Explore the resonance and take joy in the connections.
Great. You know, I just wanted to tag on here. There's a movie called The Egyptian, which came out in the 50s, which made an attempt to use the original sets and the original costumes and the original buildings and lookalikes, they say that, from the period of Egypt and Akhenaten. And the movie's on YouTube. It's called The Egyptian. I think Victor Mature was one of the stars. I think if you look up The Egyptian, Victor Mature, you'll find that movie, and it's free to watch it. So it may trigger some memories for you. Next question. This is for Rob Saya, S-A-Y-E-G-H, in Glendora. And, you know, it's interesting, we're having people asking about different things that come to them. And we have a question, and we'll ask that soon, about how do you know that something comes to you, and you get a vision, you get a voice in your head. How can you validate if it's really what it says it is, or if it's a trickster. So we'll get to that. You know, whenever anyone asks a question like this, yes?
One of the things that happens is the ideas that come in, as Carla Rucker has said, the ideas that come into your head seem like your ideas. But if you examine the ideas that are coming from us or another source, it is an idea that you would not have thought of yourself. Perhaps it has information in it that you do not have or have never even thought of, or it expands your awareness so that you see something that you didn't see before, or it seems something more intelligent, an answer that suddenly can be easy to see when before the connection it was not available. The answer was not available before the connection. Another way is color. Thank you.
Okay, so Rob says, I recently had a hypnotherapy session in which I saw a man who, you know what, before I continue with the rest of Rob's question, let me ask about hypnotherapy, because many people use hypnotherapy to uncover things that are hidden from them. Sometimes they remember their past lives, or they think they do. And, of course, in Edgar Cayce's case, he suddenly started channeling when he was first hypnotized, and that's how he learned that he had that ability to channel. So before I ask Rob's question, could you make some comments about hypnotherapy as a method to uncover things inside you that are blocked from your normal consciousness, and how much one can trust what comes through hypnotherapy?
Yes, Jerry Friedman has experience in this area, and if he is willing or would like to, could he share his experience?
Let's see, Terry, are you on the line? You're on the line.
Let me find him. Hold on 1 second.
Let me unmute you, Terry, okay?
I got him here. I got him.
Okay, great.
Okay. Terry.
Terry, are you there?
Yes, I've done over 1,000 past life hypnotic therapies, past life regret, where I took people to certain areas that happened in a past life that is related to what's going on in this life. And so it strictly was a therapeutic treatment on my case. So I used the willingness to do this with someone, the fact that they had problem with a certain issue in this life. And I took back to a previous lifetime when this whole situation they're dealing with in this lifetime first started. In other words, the reason for them to continue on with that angst or that problem or that challenge in this lifetime. So I believe it's very effective to go back there and learn about that problem and turn people around, made them immediately understand why they had the problem and realize that it wasn't anything in this lifetime, but that this lifetime was simply a reflection of them trying to get a command or get a resolution over that problem that they started in a distant lifetime. And one thing about my hypnotherapy, my past life regression, is that I went along with them. I was consciously with them and guiding them all the whole time. So I actually saw the whole situation as they did. And I always had to record every session so that they could, even though they may not remember at the time of the session what went on, I would have them play that cassette tape number of times after they went home so they could replay that incident that started the whole problem in the first place. So I think it's very effective in the hands of the right therapist. But you got to be very careful because they may get in a lot of trouble if they're reliving some painful situation and you don't have the right therapist there to guide them and tell them how to deal with that and to be there with them to help them run through that. So my opinion is a very, very valuable tool to assist people in dealing with issues this lifetime.
Thank you. I was going to maybe we'll make some further comments because Terry Friedman is very highly intended and fairly expanded in his own matrix, and would one expect to get, and Terry mentioned this, you know, you have to pick your person carefully, because if you picked the wrong person, could you summon up negative entities in a hypnotherapy session, for example? Let me turn it over to our sources. Let me let them comment on that, Terry, I think. Okay.
Terry Brown.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, Terry Brown.
Thank you. Give us a moment. It is a very valuable tool, as Terry Friedman has said, to seeing what is contributing to the situation in this life. As one gets programmed, perhaps by a traumatic incident, and then has it distorted as a result, belief, then over the lifetimes, as they have that belief, they have a distorted look at a situation based upon the distorted belief that they had gotten in an earlier time based upon some incident. And reviewing that, often the basic belief is distorted, that they have gotten, they can see where it has come from, and they can dispense with it and see it for its truth, that it was only in that one circumstance, but has then similar circumstances later on have made them believe and brought forth into their life that distorted belief. And when they can look at where it came from and can see it for what it is, the problem sometimes under the hands of a skilled practitioner to guide them can be looked at and then will resolve the whole chain of incidents that has taken place as a result of the first time. You had asked about getting into entities. It is something that could be related, but we do not wish to bring it in at that time, as
okay.
The belief is of the person.
Let me ask Rob's question. I recently had a hypnotherapy session in which I saw a man who called himself Jesus give me a crystal healing, and he also said that I was from Arcturus. So now I'm wondering how the Elohim Ra relate to Arcturians. Do they communicate? Why did he show me this?
Thank you. We connect with Terry Friedman in this respect and with Jesus, and we see that Jesus is paying attention. Jesus does pay attention to you and others who are searching and asking. And we would ask also if Terry has any comments.
I can better hear that she asked me to comment.
Yes,
okay. Yes, I think that we must remember that quite a few of the people living on the earth today are from other constellations. And indeed, Yeshua did too. So did I. We lived on a different constellation. Decided to do this project many years ago, where we would come in together and support each other in the project of the Christ energy 2,000 years ago. So it's very extremely important to realize that many of us all here on this call come from other constellations originally, but they may have been here for many years. So. The citizens of planet Earth now. But that's important. That one thing about that to know is that many of the constellations work together for the light, for the good of the humankind. So it's important to realize that whenever we see good things done on our behalf, it's just people who are born on the Earth first time. No, it's people from all over the universe who've come together to help in the united front. And again, I think that rather than be just an indifferent observer on these various projects, it's good to be a part of it. So you really get to know every detail and can help a person with much depth when you're actually a part of the whole scenario. Thank you,
Terry. And do our sources have anything to add to Rob's question?
We see that Jesus is available and is working with people who are open to receive. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next question. This is from Chris in Tennessee. And Chris has been having a hard time with his health for quite some time. And the question is, are there things outside of myself that I'm letting into my life that are contributing to my failing health? Are there things in my house that are contributing, whether it's environmental or energetic? And then he says, I mean, is this the end? And then he quotes the Doors singer, I forget his name, Jim Morrison, who is kind of got a reputation as being somewhat demonic. So is any of that triggering a helpful answer for Chris?
Thank you. The virus that you have affects the liver, and this profoundly affects the health in general. is deliver is a processing plant to move toxins through and to process food and to make available energies to your body. We take a look and suggest that you may wish to address the virus that you have, that you know that you have. And beyond that, to have the fierce attitude that that virus will go, that it will disappear from your life, that your body will again build good blood, good red blood cells, healthy blood cells. We also suggest that you eat that you drink alkaline water to keep your body alkaline, and you eat alkaline foods, for instance, celery and carrots and juices of that nature to bring your body into an alkaline balance.
There's something called a liver cleanse that is sold. Would that be a good thing for Chris to do, a liver cleanse?
We see that it is much more needed than a liver cleanse. Also, it is needed to stay away from pesticides and genetically altered food, which is in corn and corn products and corn syrup and sweeteners. Stay away from artificial sweeteners. We see that there is information that can help you, and to ask for further information from Wynn and Terry.
Okay. One thing Terry usually recommends is Dr. Marshall, who has a radio show, and you can actually ask him questions on his show without having to schedule an appointment or spending a lot of money. So you might look Dr. Marshall up or send an email and have Terry respond and let you know how to find out about that.
That is okay, healthline.cc.
Healthline.cc. Okay, this is a question from Roger in Austin, Texas. For the second time in my life, I am confronted with a difficult choice, whether or not to take the life of a beloved animal friend. Our Pomeranian, Mochi, just turned 18, and his body is failing, mostly blind and deaf, and walking is a slow, painful challenge. When we accept pets into our homes and lives, we take on a huge responsibility for their health, safety, and well-being. But what gives us humans the right to make such an important choice for them? All too often, that choice is made out of convenience, not compassion. How do we let them know that we love them, but that it is their choice, and it is all right with us when they choose to leave? I want Mochi to know.
Thank you. Talk to him. Talk to your dog. And dogs understand, your dog understands much. He's been with you. And he understands much that is said to him. And be with him and pet him. Also, you may check also with Dr. Marshall at healthline.cc and tune into the radio program and ask a question of him, as he is also interested in the health of dogs, and he knows much about digestion and enzymes. Much dog food does not contain enzymes that the animal can use for the breakdown of the food within his body, but it is at high temperatures, and so make an investigation of food that is available, and you can get some clues by asking Dr. Marshall on his radio show.
Thank you. Terry Friedman had a question, and the way the question was worded was, can the body move beyond the moon? And I think he's talking about the physical body, and it has to be in some kind of ascension process, I would guess, for the physical body to move from here to somewhere else. And in previous questions about this, it was said that in order for the body to move out of this realm intact, this complete unit, all the chakras have to be open, at least slightly more than half, because there's something about the openness of the chakras that allows the energy to move as a complete unit into other dimensions. And when the chakras are not all open, the heart chakra allows you to ascend after you leave your body, i.e. die. And the heart chakra moves into the higher dimensions. And then there are angelic forces, beings, maybe parts of the Ra group, who knows, that work with you, trying to heal, help you heal the traumas that you experienced while you were alive, so that you can continue. And I'll just ask the question, can the body move beyond the moon? And you can answer it as you choose.
Thank you. There is the influence of gravity and the effect of gravity when one is on Earth on the systems of the body and helps the body to function normally. Gravity is an important part. When one is out of the gravity of Earth, then it can affect the various muscle systems, and they can begin to lessen in effectiveness, to get weaker. And so gravity is a very important consideration. Another consideration is one's belief system. If one believes the consensus reality and all the things of consensus reality concerning the life of the body, for instance, if they walk into the fire or on the fire, they will be burned, then that belief affects what happens to them vibrationally. And so when they do walk in on fire, then they get burned. However, if they believe that they are not affected by that, then they do not get burned. So belief is a very important aspect of what happens after one can move easily beyond the moon. In their astral body, they can go exploring space. They can go to Mars. They can go to different planets, different systems, star systems, at the speed of the thought. also astrally, in the one's astral body, is a whole different question, a whole different variety of what one can do. There are different laws one follows when they are in their astral body. So with one's body, it is hard to move beyond the moon, and one would have to revise their belief systems to be able for the body to keep up its muscle strength and to hold the semblance of the sense of life that it has upon the surface of the earth. Thank you.
Thank you. This is from Deb D. in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. My father passed away suddenly on the 4th of July. I had just spoken to him a few hours before to let him know when I was coming over to his house. The family was getting together for a cookout. When I arrived, I found him slumped over on his bedroom floor. I called 911, but he was already gone. I want to know if his passing was peaceful. Was anyone there to help him? Why was I the one to find him? Was he still around when I got there? Is he happy on the other side? And then she added, with my suggestion, is there any work our sources can do to help him in his present location? My heart is so sad. He was a wonderful man and father. Any words to help me with my enormous grief? He was 83. Thank you.
Thank you. He is a wonderful man. In present time, he is a wonderful man. And we sense him. We sense his fineness. We sense his sensitivity. We sense his ability to communicate. We sense that he was looking forward to the 4th of July, and he was disappointed, and he loves you very much. This is one of the reasons that you found him. He loves you immensely. He loves the whole family. He loves the times together, and he was disappointed to have left at that point, and he was still there, and he was still participating, and he still is there, and he's still the same being, the same person, and so you can talk to him as if he was still there. You may not hear him, but he will hear you. And he would love to laugh over the times that you have had that have been good times. He was looking forward to laughter and get together on the floor. And he enjoys relaying that message to you, that he is still there, he still loves you, he's still the same person. And he is, we say, he is a fine person. He's a beautiful father to have and to have been with. And you do not lose him. He is there, and you have made a friend for many lifetimes.
Thank you. You know, this has come up before many times. When people pass this realm, they stay around people that they loved for a period of time. And that although you don't know it, they hear you if you talk to them. And so you might try that if you have a relative, a close relative, you might just try talking and see if you get an energy feedback when you do. Okay.
He is next profoundly question. Grateful. He is profoundly grateful to have this opportunity to say he loves you and thank you for finding him and thank you for taking care of him as it was a concern. Thank you. He loves you. He is there now. He is in present time. He is with you and with the other members of the family. Talking to him will be supportive of him. He would love it if you talk to him. Tell him a joke. Just talk, say something, some memories of being with him. He would cherish that.
I assume he's hearing us right now, yes?
Yes, he is relaying to you his message, his contact. And it is a relief for him to relay that to you.
Thank you very much. Next question. This is from Jackie in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. How do I know if I am fulfilling my life's purpose? I used to think I had some big purpose in life. My jobs, career were always very ordinary. I then made my purpose in life to be about knowing the self and liberation. I believe I'm on track for that purpose, but as far as what to do with my life at this point, I am wondering, should I leave my current job? I'm 63 years old, stay where I am. I sometimes think I should be doing some job that is more important than the one I am currently doing. But that is most likely just my ego telling me that. Do you have any input for me? And Jackie, remember, they're not going to tell you what to do or what not to do. Those have to be your decisions. But let's see what they have to say that can help you.
Thank you. If you are in a position to leave and to pursue something that you feel fulfills you more, something that takes your attention, what do you pay attention to? What do you read? What is your leaning? Sometimes when a person retires, they can bring in a more fuller life. If you can get into a position of retiring and then pursuing that interest, it may not fully occupy you at this time, but something that you read about, something you try to find out more about life, then it can open up a whole new arena of fulfillment for you.
Thank you. This is last question from Acela in West Hills, California. And her mother died 15 years ago, and that her older sister has been saying the spirit of my mother has been coming to her for years in an awakened state. For years, we both believed it really was my mother communicating, although I've never personally experienced it. My sister wasn't lying or making it up. 15 years later, my sister says she's communicating again, and this time with messages for us to confront certain people regarding her death. She thought she had, according, that she was poisoned. I don't know if we want to go into that. We'll let our sources decide that and what you're supposed to do with that. My question is this. How does one decipher between actual communication from the other dimension, from a loved one, or possibly just a trickster spirit stuck on this realm who is just messing with us, impersonating our mother?
Thank you. Longevity is one thing. Taking a look at your mother's soul signature, which you could do by remembering your mother, looking at her picture, picking up some of her things that she owned, sensing her vibration, to really sense the soul signature of your mother. And then, if it is a trickster, they would not have the full range of vibration of your mother. It would be a fake vibration, simply a jokester. However, we take a look here. We see that your mother loves you girls very much and does not wish to vacate this plane until she knows that you are doing well on your own. She checks back in to make sure that you are doing well and seeing if there's anything that she can do vibrationally, supportively, or saying anything that would help you. Concerning her death, this is another reason that she is hanging around. Something she does not feel right about. There are other energies to play around that, and we give it a moment and we will work with your mother. Thank you.
Thank you. We are going to end the section tonight. Charlene asked a question. I'll just answer that. Which advanced species created modern humans? Anunnaki. You can go in our archives. We had two shows about that. Look up Rewriting the Old Testament in spiritchannel.net, and you'll get a huge amount of information about that. And on that note, it's 6:57. We are going to say goodnight for this evening. And I thank Terry Friedman for joining us. I thank Terry Brown for rising to the occasion. Thank all of you who asked questions, all of you who have sent donations. It really makes a difference. And all of you who are just volunteering and being here. And we'll see you, some of you, on Sunday.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Wynn.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happiness to all.
Thanks, Wynn. Thanks, Terry.
Sunshine to you all.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night,
everyone.
Good night.
Your conference recording has stopped being recorded. Your conference recording has stopped.